episode 16. 16 weeks we've been here for you, and with me again is Paul. I don't even remember the other guy's name, so this is just Paul. Paul, good to have you.
I know, it's great to have me, isn't it?
I think he's brilliant.
It is good to have you. And then I'm gonna start the show by making you happy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so this better be a good show, because I'm doing this for you. Nice. Don't get used to it. It's not going to happen often. I was reading an article on HubSpot, which is obviously a very credible news source.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and they did a report on the state of the Twittersphere. Yeah. Breaking news, the state of the Twittersphere. All of those little sound effects going in right now. Anyway, apparently...
Leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, apparently most people that have a Twitter account, A, don't tweet, and they don't follow people. And they don't really have followers, and nor do they check or update their Twitters.
Is this news to you? I mean, really?
I mean, it's a little crushing. It's a crushing blow.
4.5 million users, 52% of them have never sent a single tweet.
Why aren't you tweeting? I don't know if I can go on. You're going to have to carry the show for me this week.
I know. Maybe we need to get those embedded devices hooked up to Twitter a little faster.
He's always thinking.
Yeah.
We're going to start the show. All right, Paul, you know how some people think that Microsoft wants to, like, take over the world?
I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Point, Narf!
Yes! Some people,
it's Piggy in the Brain reference.
Yeah, I know. I'm hip. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was talking about.
I'm still nine.
I had...
Nine on Channel 9?
In
See?
Age and maturity.
Right.
So you wouldn't care that Microsoft is going to discontinue money then?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Not. I've been trying to use Microsoft money for years. Like, I try to. I get a super discount at the company store.
Yeah.
And it never worked right for me.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I signed up for Mint.com about 5-6 months ago, and that hits every scenario. It's free. It works all the time, so.
Well, I think that this is, you know, the problem. I don't use money frequently. I mean, I use it. I spend it. I buy things. But the program, I'm not a big fan of, you know, financial programs. But I have tinkered? I played with it. I played with it a little bit. And the reality is we lost not because our program is inadequate. We lost because Quicken is a household name.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what Quicken is. Like, everybody does their taxes on Quicken if you're not using H&R Block. But, I mean, they beat us because their consumer marketing campaign. That's the reality, Paul. If you weren't nine, you would know what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe when I was nine, that's when Quicken originally came out with their original software. You might have been like 12 or something like that. I don't know.
I was four.
Okay. Sure.
Grandpa.
Sure, she was. but no, I think that Quicken actually did do a better job at this area than money. They continually out-innovate. They have an easier-to-use product. I did like Microsoft Money for a time until I found a free site, Mint.com. And Quicken also has a free site. But they do have an MSN Money website, but it doesn't have all the same types of things that you'll find in the Microsoft Money program itself.
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, you go ahead, Niner.
Well, I mean, the nice thing is that for the existing Microsoft Money customers, they can continue to use Microsoft Money for the indefinite future. It'll be supported, I think, through the middle of next year. But the automatic updates going to, like, your bank accounts and your 401k and everything, those will be cease and desist.
Which is kind of important.
Yeah, I mean, that's what really makes the software useful. This was actually one of Microsoft's first plays into the software plus services strategy, in that you had a desktop app that would connect to the internet automatically and download all these things. So in that sense, it's kind of sad to see that go.
And they finally got a good, sexy name.
Microsoft Money?
Microsoft Money. I mean, that's a great name. I actually went to money.com, and of course it redirects to CNN.
Yeah.
But like, we finally named something good, and they kill it.
Yeah.
So let's kill this story.
Okay.
Okay.
Point.
Done.
All right, our next story is about the browser market. A lot of news recently. Apple released their latest browser, but Microsoft has had IE8 out there for a while now. It's very developer-friendly, starting to do all sorts of open standards.
Web slices.
Web slices. You can go to dig.com. You can get your top 10 dig feeds right in there, so you don't have to watch everything else on the homepage.
Accelerators.
You can do translations.
Is that what we're talking about?
We are talking about IE8.
But, what about it?
So IE8, we recently have a PR campaign out there that's called Browser for the Better. Go to browserforthebetter.com, and if you download IE8 through that link, Microsoft will donate 8 meals to charity.
Well, It's actually the monetary equivalent of
right.
8 meals. No one's in the back cooking,
right.
hand delivering, you know,
which
chicken
is
pot
probably,
pie.
Probably good.
But yeah, it's awesome. You know, obviously everyone is familiar and aware that hunger is a huge problem in our nation. So if you go and download, like you said, the IEA, but you have to download it from that site.
You do?
Yes, you have to go to browserforthebetter.com. But I did it this morning. It's quick and easy. I already had IE8, but on my other laptop, I put it in IE8.
Nice.
Just so you know.
Yes.
And that's it. So you can get out there and help and feed the hungry.
Yep. So this is available through August 8th, 2009.
Correct. So you have to do it fast.
8-8-2009. Mm-hmm. There's all these 8 campaigns that are going on inside
for
of Microsoft.
IE8. Innovate.
We innovate. We integrate.
Integrate.
And there's that in private mode. And what would you do to the in private mode?
You'd masturbate, Paul.
I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
No. You would coordinate
your
purchases for your holiday
right.
parties and everything. Wow. I can't believe we just said that. Next.
Paul, do you go to Hulu.com?
I do go to Hulu.com.
Waste a lot of your time and brain cells and watch.
I think that I keep in touch with pop culture.
Well, you need to keep in better touch, Paul.
I don't even pay for cable service anymore.
You're way out of the pop culture touch.
Yeah, I suppose so, especially with that Anna Nicole story that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
She's still making news.
Okay.
And now she's making more news. The moral of this story is you can now have the Hulu on your media center. On your media
nice.
Center and media center extenders as well.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see Hulu on my TV.
Exactly. And it's very simple. There's just an 8-button control, and you can go in and go through the entire Hulu library. And we have a tutorial of how to do it on Channel 10, www.on10.net.
Yep. So that integrates with Windows Vista Media Center. So
mm-hmm.
that way you can just pop up Media Center like you normally do. You get a little Hulu icon, and you can start using your Media Center remote. It's great. I actually tried this out. I hope you guys will be proud of me. I put Windows 7 on here. I came in over the weekend to put on Windows 7 because Laura called me out on the last show saying that I'm not running Windows 7. So how do you like Windows? Have you run Windows 7?
Yeah, I prefer it, actually.
Oh, she doesn't have it installed either. All right. Anyway, I tried getting this to run on Windows 7 Release Candidate 1 on Vista Ultimate. Doesn't work yet. So if you are running Windows 7, you can get it to work. Let me know how that happens. We'll send you some free stuff.
Okay, free stuff.
All right, but it will work on Vista, and it'll be great. Hulu for the win.
Hulu. All right, Paul, so I'm sure you have friends, family, mothers, grandmothers who constantly are installing things they shouldn't be installing on their computer, getting nasty viruses, doing illegal activities, and they just can't figure out how or why the computer's running so slow or frozen, right?
All except the illegal activity part. I don't think my mom knows how to download an MP3.
You don't know. You don't know.
It's true.
Anyway, what they end up getting are these terrible viruses, and a lot of times they don't have the appropriate antivirus software installed.
I bought OneCare for my entire family.
OneCare is a very common one. Norton Antivirus is a good one. Things put out by McAfee and Symantec. Yeah. And now, Microsoft, us, being so generous, the givers that we are, Paul... What are we offering the folks?
It's something called Moro? Muro?
That's the code name?
Oh.
It's the code name, but it's fine. We'll let you guys know. Yeah, free antivirus software.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's not the full antivirus suite, so I don't think it's all you need.
Right.
But it is your basic, you know, line of defense, your front line.
Yep.
You know.
So we're discontinuing the OneCare brand and the OneCare service, which was a paid subscription that you could get 3 machines for like $20 or $25 a year. And because this is so important to our customers and it's not important for us to try and monetize this business, because this actually cost Microsoft a ton of money just dealing with malware, spyware,
right.
all of our customers calling up our customer support, that costs us money, that costs you guys time.
Yep.
So we now want to give away a basic free service to help you out with a lot of this stuff.
You know, if the darn hackers and your family members would stop it.
Yeah, if my mom would just stop just like writing those viruses
exactly,
and Trojans.
Exactly, and clicking on things she shouldn't be clicking on.
I know.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have no date right now, but I heard the official word is soon. You like that?
How soon? Like this fall soon?
Just soon. Shh. You're on a need-to-know basis.
Point.
Next. All right, Paul, we are just about done. I've just had about all of the view I can take. Enough abuse for 1 week. But before
That's
we go,
what she said.
You did want to say something to the viewers who may not yet be bored of you.
Oh. well, for the three of you out there that aren't quite bored of me yet.
Yeah, that'll be Min H, Athman, and Chris Stepaniak.
Yeah, apparently they love me more than Max. At least one of them does.
Because someone loves you.
Yeah, I know, right?
What did you want to say?
So I don't know if you guys know this, but there's an email address out there that we'd like you guys to send us some feedback, story ideas, some candid things that you don't... Like, we definitely love your comments. We want to see them all the time on the blog. Love to have you share that. But if you want to send us a private message...
Absolutely.
Ping@Microsoft.com.
Or if you wanted to send us photos of yourself in compromising positions.
I will pass on that one.
Should we close the show?
I think we should close the show.
It's done! 3, 2, 1.
Boom! Ah! Got that one. High five.
Yeah.